All right. Hello, everybody. I know I'm running super late, and I apologize to you all the comments are. Yep, I'm sorry. Oh, you're first. That's great, Jaime. That's because we all let you know that we couldn't log into the thing, so you already knew when we were going to start. So it's nice to see you, Mr. Jaime. Make sure my mic's not muted. I'm just making sure everything is right. This is how the day's going. I have no idea. Hey, Trey, are you awake?
Yes, I am, and ready to go.
That is awesome. So am I. Maybe.
All kinds of technical issues. Issues today.
I mean, 28 minutes of technical issues. So, you know, it's what it is. I have a little spoon. Why do I have a spork, Trey?
What? Here?
Yeah, I have a spork. Well, I have kids. It makes sense that I have a spork, but, you know.
Jason, I'm happy. I'm happy for you, man.
Thanks, man. I'm a professional.
That you have a spork.
At first,
no one else can see. And it's very sad because we would all clap for you, but we can't.
Oh, I just realized that. give me a beat. Okay, I have a spork in my hand. I promise I am not a crazy man. I couldn't trip and spin it, but I run around looking like a soul clown. Now you're thinking, feeling how, winning now. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I understand it all? I knew that I can never break it when I feel the fall. And right now, I gotta share this to my people, y'all. And I don't even know what I am gonna do, stall. But now it's right, because it's wrong when I'm standing here. You want me running like I'm sitting in the Frigidaire. Yes, the cold air got me like this now.
Can't really, really, really hear you.
Sorry, I didn't mean not to be loud. I knew that I could run it because I'm feeling it now. When and where must I stare because I'm standing right there. I used to be everything and there right there. Oh no, here we go because I'm out of control. Then I'm thinking about my life and then I'm running it. Oh.
Are you looking for a different kind of podcast? How about informative and clean? It will make you laugh. Scout and Trey, yeah, that's what we do. We got a little funny thing, keeping it true. Hey, we take your topics and all your ideas and bring in a guest and we answer them there. Then we make a freestyle rap and do it for you. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. Yep, flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now, this is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now, this is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now, this is what we do. Say flows.
Hello.
Yeah, our background's not there.
That's because you took it off.
No, I didn't. It's right there. It was been there the entire time. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that's the wrong background anyways, Trey.
Well, it's a background.
Yeah, it is a background. Oh, don't. Sorry. Not that one. I got it. I'll take
you just
care
gotta
of it.
Laugh because like we just I'll... you just lose sometimes.
I'll take care of it, Trey. I think it's that time.
It's that time for everybody's headline of the week. Let me pull up the thing. Hooray! Jason, what's your headline of the week?
I bought an island.
Okay. I will let Miss Gabriella go last. 10 long and amazing months. That's my headline.
Wow.
My headline is somebody's writing me a check. Ooh. Big one.
A fat check. Okay. Nice. Wow.
Yeah. Nice.
Everyone loves to hear that story.
Yep.
All right, Jason.
So my mom wanted to get us a housewarming gift, and she said, why don't I buy my son an island? So I'm excited to be moving to the Kokomo Islands. So that's exciting. So we got a new kitchen island, a movable kitchen island in our kitchen. And so it's nice. Like, I have extra counter space, and I can, like, the only problem is more drawers for my daughter to get into. So there's that. But in general, it's pretty awesome. I can, like, oh, and the cutest thing out of this whole situation is that my daughter now believes that every time I cook, I now have to put on a cooking show for her. So when I'm at the chopping board of the thing, she'll go to the other side and she'll go, yay. And I'll be like, welcome to the cooking show. This is how we're going to learn how to make Vietnamese bun. And then my daughter will go, yay. And it's just very cute. And but she's just waiting for me to. But the problem is here. Then I have to actually put on a show as I'm trying to cook, and so it's very funny. So
there you go. That's awesome, man.
Funny.
Well, my headline is that Aaron and I have been dating for 10 months now. So that's pretty buck wild. She's awesome. She's amazing. Hopefully we can get her on the show one day.
Yeah.
But on the, yeah, so we actually went to Oktoberfest this past weekend, which is up in Cincinnati. It's, I guess, the second or third largest in the world. If you don't know, yes, we celebrate Oktoberfest in September because it's the coming of October, and it's a German festival where you drink beer and you eat German food. And it was really good. I actually like Oktoberfest. I've actually never had it that I can remember, but I had currywurst. I had there was actually Indian food there too. So I started off with chicken tikka masala, and then I had some currywurst. Which was really good. I had that for the first time. And then yesterday we drove to Bowling Green for one of my friend's weddings. So we were literally all throughout the Ohio Valley this past weekend. So that was really cool. But that's my headline of the week, is that I'm hopefully going to be celebrating 10 months with Aaron tomorrow, because today we were not able to, sadly, because I had a podcast that I could have rescheduled. But that's okay, because we can just hang out tomorrow. So.
Boom. And I'm sure she'll appreciate this podcast today.
I think so. Well, actually, I don't know. Maybe.
She's going to.
I don't know. I'm so worried. We're you talking backstage. Apparently, I'm going to be blushing. All right, Miss Gabriella, it's your go to tell us your amazing story.
My amazing story is that I am selling my house. So I'm already under contract, and I am going to be traveling for the next year. Trying to do more of the studies that I do about women relationships and understanding energies.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's awesome. So congratulations.
Thank you. I'm planning a trip to India, Bangkok, Thailand, and all those exotic, amazing places. I can't wait.
That's awesome. Congratulations. I know you must have been excited to hear that news.
Yes. Super excited.
Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah, literally, as a person that just bought a house, that's so stressful when you put in the offer, because you're like, is it going to go well? Is the, you know, and are you going to have to change stuff? You know what I'm saying? Did you not going to make that joke? Yeah, so there you go. Did you have to change anything in your house because of the because when somebody was offering it and they were like, no, this isn't something I want? Was there anything you had to do, or your house was already perfect?
It's already good.
Nice.
The paint color is beautiful, as you can see, and the decorations. I'm selling it with furniture if they want to. So the lady who's buying, actually, she needs some furniture. So we'll see what she gets to keep.
That's cool. That's fun. You should have, like, just a random, just open up your house, just like buy stuff. If she doesn't want it, we're just going to sell it. No, I'm just playing.
Yes, I'm planning on doing like a party. Invite all my friends and let me know what you want. Take it all.
That's fun. Want anything. Take my stuff party. That's a pretty
no
pretty
baggage.
Cool. Yeah, nice. I have a song that I'm working on called No Baggage. Anyways, but that is so awesome. I'm so excited to have you on the show. Again, I am loving how Trey's going to feel at the end of the show. It's going to be fun. So, but now it is time for Trey to get as much revenge on me as possible, because it's time
to answer these comments,
please.
Really quick.
These comments are buck wild.
Yes. So anyway, Olaf and Jaime are in here blowing up the chat. Jaime saying, just hanging, waiting for these rappers to get started. I don't rap. But anyway, to fill my night up with something to do. Otherwise, I'll watch anime. Also another great option. Why don't you do both? And then he says, yeah, no, we're not going to get that comment. We're not going to read that comment.
You got to be a little edited as you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He said, nice watching Doom Patrol. Okay, cool, cool, cool. I'm trying to think. Oh, he was asking, are you the lord of your own plot of land now? Because of the island situation that you were talking about earlier.
I'm the lord of my own chopping board to cut. No one can mess with me.
Google's decided to hop in on my
on the show. We can't afford
it for some reason.
Tell Google we can't afford her on the show, so please.
FBI, shut up. I'm trying to do a podcast here.
I know.
Let's see, man. Congrats. Congratulations, DJ Sound Effects. Congratulations, Trey. Holy crap. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. and a bunch of nerd stuff.
I do love Olaf's the
coming in saying yes. women are the best. Jaime said I love women too. Jaime saying I like relationships. It's okay to have a life. And then he said, "There's this one woman I really like. She's super cute. Her picture flashed in the opening. She was standing next to some handsome dude. If I wasn't straight, he'd be on my eye."
He's talking about himself.
I'm assuming obviously. He's talking about him with his wife. And, that's hilarious.
And yes, I know. I know about the guest and all that stuff, Trey. Jaime, whoever the person is.
Yeah,
I know.
We need a new intro.
I know. It's just people are paying me to make the intros. I don't have time to do a free intro.
All right.
But,
well,
yeah. I'll try to, it's the plan, but yeah, I forget he's on the intro. So, but I had considered, do I delete that episode? I think we talked about this before, but yeah, it's weird. The whole thing's weird. Anyways. Yeah. All right. Now it's your time.
Phenomenal. Shine. Because it is one of my favorite parts of the show. And I hope you are ready, Miss Gabriella, because it is time for a quiz.
Boom, boom, boom.
Phenomenal. So this one is about history. I wish I could have pulled more history together, but this is about American history. And I hope you got that nice long email that I sent you, Miss Gabriella Chang. No. Oh,
I think
no.
You got my email wrong. And I didn't go to school in the U.S., though.
Oh, no. I'm so sad.
Come on. Well, don't kill me.
Don't worry, because
I never won. This quiz.
Jason has never won. Ever. So you don't actually have to know any of these answers.
You just have to be nice to Trey.
All you do is have to make me laugh. So that is what this quiz is about. It is about American history, but with wrong answers only. That's right. Plot twist.
Oh, this is going to be hard.
So
that's evil, Trey.
Miss Gabriella, you're going up against... Yeah, you're going up against Jason. You guys will both get to answer any and all questions that I have for you guys. I'll just kind of go back and forth with whoever gets to answer first, and then afterwards the other person gets to answer. Whoever has the most at the end gets to win our nice little NFT that is not worth anything, but it's fun to look at. And without further ado, let's begin. Question number one. Miss Gabriella Chang, you get the first crack because you are our guest today. So, When was the Declaration of Independence signed? Wrong answers only. You don't even have to give me a date. Just make me laugh.
February 29th.
What year?
1111.
Phenomenal. Jason, wrong answers only. When was the Declaration of Independence signed?
Obviously, 2020 with Trump.
Oh, wow. That's tough. Well, here's the thing. You know what? Look, I'll give you guys both a point because that was pretty good. I don't think any of us were around during 11/11. Matter of fact, nobody was around that is alive right now during the actual signing of the Declaration of Independence. So congratulations. You both get a point for that one. But we're going to move right along. Jason, you get the next question first. Mm-hmm. The United States bought Alaska from which country? Wrong answers only.
Saudi Arabia.
Okay. Miss Gabriella, you're next.
Venezuela.
Ooh, okay. All right. Now, for a bonus answer.
Yeah, you got to.
I'll tell you what.
What do they sell it for? What do they sell it for? Wrong answers only.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, I was going to say for the bonus question, where did they actually buy it from? Was it India, China, Africa, or Russia?
Ooh.
Either of you can go.
Russia?
I'm going to say China.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Since it was a bonus question, you don't actually get any negative points. But Jason, that is right. They got it from Russia. And you know what? I'm going to go with Venezuela. Gabriella, you get it first. You get it right. You get that point for this question. Congrats. We're going to move right along. And you get the next question. So fill in the blank. The 19th Amendment guarantees blank the right to vote. Wrong answers only.
The 19th Amendment
guarantees blank the right to vote.
Guarantees dogs.
Perfect. Jason.
And no offense to the people that actually got to vote because of this amendment. Please I apologize for this question. It's the answer is Garfield. Only Garfield. Only one person.
Okay. The correct answer is women. So it's the 19th Amendment guarantees women the right to vote. And that was, I guess, eons ago before any of us were around.
No, it actually wasn't.
Not eons, but eons as in I was not alive. So Jason, you're old. Anyway, so what I was getting at, I'm going to go with dogs. So congrats. You get another point, Gabriella. And for the final coup de grace, this is the last question so that we can get right into asking Miss Gabriella why she's on the show and get into talking with her. What do the stripes on the American flag represent? Jason, you go first. Wrong answers only.
Number stripes, you said?
What do the stripes on the American flag represent?
The number of white castles in Texas.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Ms. Gabriella, you get the next one. What do stripes of the American flag represent? Wrong answer.
The only thing that's coming to my mind is zebras. Zebras.
Perfect. Do you know what they actually stand for?
I forgot.
Something about the 13 original somethings.
The 13 original states?
Colonies.
Oh, you said colonies? Congratulations, that's right!
Hey! I said it!
That's crazy. You heard it from out of somewhere in the ether, but that's correct. Yeah. I don't know how you got that answer.
I'm always listening to voices.
Exactly. So that was our secret answer that won the entire quiz. So congratulations. Jason, you could have won it, bud, but you just weren't in it today.
But I said the answer.
No way.
So wow. Miss Gabriella gets to win the quiz today, and she gets our nice little NFT from Jaime. Congratulations. He's in the comments right now. He does not actually look like that. It's what happened with that again, Jason?
So it's just the angle. He was like taking like a crazy selfie, and he was wearing a jacket, and then I just did cartoons around it. And next thing I know, he looks like he's, you know, weighs 7,000 pounds and is a part of the universe. I don't know what's happening there.
But anyway, congratulations. You win our quiz today. I'm going to get right into the comments really quickly. Olaf Slayer is saying, I've got an NFT soon I can use. They're all guessing that the years of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, Jaime saying 1492, 2023. By the way, that is actually August 2nd, 1776. No one cares, but that's okay. They're saying a whole bunch of crazy answers. Olaf saying $1. That's how much that we purchased Alaska from Russia, sold it for Rudolph. Russia because they deal in weird deals. Well, So Olaf said the right for children to vote. That was the 19th Amendment.
Wow.
Jaime said guarantees Wolverine's rights. And then Olaf said Red Cross and then 13 colonies. Phenomenal. I love this. The question was really random. Anybody could have gotten that, but
we learned that worked really well on Friday. You did like a wrong answers only, and that was very funny. So that's a pretty smart move of the quiz. Good job.
We're gonna go on from there then. I'll just keep doing that. But we're gonna get right into it because I've talked long enough. Jason, why is Gabriella Chang on our show today?
Well, when I asked Gabriella what we could do for a better year, she said, realize that joy and happiness are an experiment. And I was totally confused. So why, Gabriella, do we need to do this for a better year?
Well, we're always complicating things. We're always focusing on the negative stuff. And we're always using well, always or never. So I figured that if we start experimenting with what is happiness, then maybe we can focus on positive things. Maybe we can start looking into, well, yeah, this didn't do well, but let's go find happiness here. Let's find joy here. Let's find out what makes me feel good. So why not experiment with that instead of staying stuck in negativity?
Yeah.
Dogs have the right to vote.
That's why now I see why she answered that. That's why
she Amazon answered. Drop off and she is going crazy.
She's like, why? What's up? Hello, cutie dog. That's amazing. I think that it's so funny because you're right. Like, so many times can we think, oh, well, you know, I have to strive for joy and happiness. I have to make these things happen. But it's like, if you consider them as experiments and you're just trying the new things, what can bring joy or what can bring happiness? You're adding new things to your life. You're adding new thought process. That's an amazing idea. Like, just really looking at it more of a focus than just it's going to happen to me. Right. Like, it's like you actually, if you actually try towards it, it will actually work out better than just kind of hoping that one day you have a good day, which is not how life works.
No, happiness is here right now. Collect those memories, see how it feels, and be curious.
That's cool. So we've left Trey confused enough. So what is it that you actually do? Please tell us.
I'm actually a feminine embodiment coach and a dating and relationships coach. So my primary focus is on helping women embody their feminine energy. You know, that energy, I know men know it so much better than women.
Sure, that's fair.
So interesting.
Do we now?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the thing that where you find somebody attractive or where you enjoy their presence. And I think she's totally right, because I am the opposite of that, and that I am the same way, where I'm just super insecure about what I bring out to the world. So it's like, which a lot of women can be, where they're just not really sure what they're actually offering while they're offering something amazing.
Wow, cool.
So just realizing that there is worth in just being ourselves and having that self-confidence. But how do we get there?
That's what, super, super cool.
What got you into this line of work?
I feel that there was not just one single thing that guided me here. It was many events in my life. It was me feeling disconnected from my own energy, leading with masculine energy. I naturally have a lot of masculine energy in me and my testosterone. I always test higher than most people. So I guess it was my desire to feel alive. It was my desire to understand relationships. Why was I failing after a 9-year divorce? I got divorced after 9 years of marriage, and then finding myself in a toxic relationship and having to deal with all of that baggage, you know, understanding why these two relationships failed, why these two men were not good for me, and who was the common denominator, right? Which was me.
Yeah.
So I'm the problem, but how am I the problem, you know?
Yeah. No, that's amazing. And I think it's always interesting when somebody gets and finds the thing that they're calling, right? Is that you believe, right? You believe this is your calling, it's the thing that you're meant to do, right?
Absolutely. That's why I'm selling my house and going to travel a little bit so I can figure out a few other things that I feel are calling me right now, which is understanding more history about women, understanding more of that connection that we are lacking, because I care about men now. I love men now. I don't hate you guys anymore. I don't think we're really bad guys, you know, and always going after trying to hurt us. You know, I don't believe that anymore. However, a lot of women still believe that, unfortunately. And those are the same women who want to be in a relationship with a man, you know, or reject the whole idea altogether. And that only creates more conflicts in our hearts, in our heads, and it creates more disharmony within ourselves, causing us not to be or feel happy and find that joy that I'm, you know, asking people to experiment with. So I'm going on this amazing trip, and I'm going to be meditating and finding all these feminine practices to help women embody their feminine energy and find that peace that we are lacking in our society.
Well, that's cool. Is this going to be an international trip, or is this just a countrywide thing? What's your plan?
For now, I have 3 countries in my map, but I just started planning as of last week. So we'll see what else happens. I have
congrats.
Thank you. I have a plan for 2 years to do this and continue building my business, continue doing that, but enjoying what the world has to offer me and explore different cultures, languages, and just enjoy what's next? Surrender to joy.
Yeah. Well, a few weeks ago we had a lady that does trips throughout the world, and she actually mentioned a few embodied trips. I forget what it's called, but she actually mentioned the idea that there were some places that actually did some really cool feminine things, which are different in other societies, which is the cool part about switching out and checking societies, because there are places, you know, in Africa or different places where the idea of that whole thing that we're used to seeing is totally changed. It flipped on its head, and matriarchies and those kind of things. It's interesting how that works. And so that should be a fun study in hangout time.
Yeah, it is. And it's something that we're seeing all around, you know, women embracing their feminine energy, their feminine qualities, not being afraid, because for centuries, women have been oppressed, you know, and it's not just because what men wanted that. And that's, it's just part of evolution. That's how I see it. You know, when I study the micro and macro of things, there is no victim. There is no one to blame for. It's only take responsibility, heal your wounds, let go of the baggage, and then start doing the work. So as women, it is our responsibility to really bring back the qualities that we have lost due to whatever you want to call in history that provoked or whatever happened to women, that we lost our power. So it's time to reclaim our power. But how do we do that without hurting or believing or thinking that we are superior to men, but how to bring that harmony in our relationships?
In that, what is something that you've noticed when you're in that concern, when you're learning that about trying to make harmony between their relationships?
Well, the main thing, you know, is unfortunately, especially here in the United States, we are being bombarded with what a woman should be. And that is usually looked through the eyes of we have been victims of men, instead of the eyes of you have great power, embrace it, embody it, feel your senses, connect with your senses, feel your body, love yourself, but not the loving yourself that we're seeing, where is self-care. And it's not truly an embodiment in those practices. Embodiment is really letting go of strategies, of anything that makes you think as a woman. Men can do these things as well. However, as a man, you want to nourish your masculine side, because that's how you feel the most stronger and the most secure. As women, who identify as women and want to lead with feminine energy, I need to say this, is if you identify as such, then you want to really nourish your feminine side, and you want to find practices that work for you. One of those practices is dance, but dance with that desire of just letting go, of stop thinking and allowing the energy to move through and out of your body.
That's now, this is a very interesting topic. Now, I am going to go off kilter just for a funny bit real quick, but isn't it crazy how things change throughout time? Because I remember when Dirty Dancing came out and it was like, oh no, this is terrible. But now it's like, that's so chill dancing compared to how people dance now. Like, it's just so funny. Like the idea of that, like when I was young, Dirty Dance came out, it's like, oh no, don't do that. And now it's like, oh good Lord. 10-year-olds twerking and that kind of stuff.
Definitely, you know, there is a dirty type of dance that you can do to just get men's attention, which is totally not what we do. And there is another type of dance that we call sacred dance, which is for you. Nobody's seen but a group of women. And we can connect, we can see, we can celebrate you. And yeah, we get to do dirty dance if we want to, but there is no man desiring us, because that is the main problem, right? When we have women dancing and then it's not like you are at a pole dance club or at a strip club, you know? Sure. So we don't need that kind of desire. So we just want to really let go. And dance is, in whatever form, is a very feminine energy that you guys are undoubtedly attracted to.
Sure. That's, yeah. We're guys. That's what happens. Trey, yeah, what? Something.
Miss Gabriella, yeah, I had a question as far as some of the things you said in the past, just recently. As far as, like, I know you said you used to hate men. Like, what could you say to the women out there that are going through that and that currently hate our guts and, yes, we're all evil or whatever the phrase or term is? What could you tell them or at least encourage them to look into?
Well, the first thing that we need to look into is our father wound or daddy issues. The majority of women, if we have issues with men, usually we have daddy issues. It's not always. However, that is usually the case in general. Now, for men, and I'm going to say this because I think it's important, many men have mommy issues because it's just the opposite sex. It's just how we are raised and what we absorb from the opposite sex. Of course, we can also have issues with the, you know, with the same sex, like my mother, for example. I have issues with both of them. So it's about healing those wounds, healing those relationships, because in reality, the relationship that I have with them, they had it with their parents. And they have it or had them in their relationships with their partners. So it goes back to men and women in general, healing those relationships. That is the primary work that we need to focus on. Healing the baggage we have with our caretakers. That's the number one, you know, because they have been people who were adopted and they have no knowing about their biological parents. And then they find their biological parents and they realize that they have more than their noses. You know, they find out that they have gone through similar life experiences, choosing similar partners as their biological parents. And that is because we carry that in our DNA. We don't just carry the physical qualities in our DNA. We carry the emotions. So now you have lineage after lineage of a family that carries the same wounds. So at some point, you have to make the decision if you are going to be the one who heals those wounds for your family, or if you're just going to be complaining and victimizing yourself for the rest of your life.
Mm. Wow. Wow. I didn't expect that answer. That's pretty good. I think that's very true. We're in charge of how we handle ourselves, how we cope, how we fix our own problems. And it's okay to have help. And I think that's why you're here, right? But it's definitely, we're in charge of our own destinies. We're in charge of where we go with this, where we, whatever, our thoughts, our emotions. And I really appreciate that answer.
Yeah, and it's a little bit of a masculine way of saying it, you know, but it's the truth. You know, I can be complaining all day and I can be calling men out all I want, but that is just pointing my finger outside of my realm of things. You know, I can only change myself if I want to. If I wouldn't want to, then I don't. But I cannot change a man or stop men from doing what they're doing. I can only educate men by bringing awareness and being self-aware of my feelings as a woman, and then educate you, because men or nobody will ever know what it feels like to be a woman unless you are in a woman's body, and vice versa is also true. Yeah. I'll never know. I can only understand the stories and listen to the stories, but men and women cope with life in different ways because mm-hmm. we have different biological needs and we cope with our insecurities and our problems in different ways.
Wow.
That's very true.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because that's a heated topic these days, as you said earlier, because it's like they're different and we're not different than we are definitely a funny podcast and not here to make political statements. But it's interesting to see that into understand how that works, but it's cool the way that you're saying that, hey, you know, you need to just look into this. And it's like, it's funny because I consider this often because I'm a stay-at-home dad, and so I realize that my kids are going to have different issues than somebody else did, because they grew up with their dad around compared to their mom around. And I don't know what that's
now. Melanie
look like.
Is obviously there, she just goes to work.
Yeah, she works, but yeah. No, I'm definitely not pulling this off by myself.
No, I'm just kidding.
Trace hung out me, it would be bad. But it's just interesting. I wonder what those differences will be, right? Like sometimes I think, oh well, you know, being so close to my kids, what will that make a difference in? You know, especially since I grew up not in a close relationship with my father, not having that. And that's one of the reasons why I'm like, I want to do everything I can to do everything differently than he did. Because I just want to see what happens. I want to see how that changes it.
And that's beautiful. That's an amazing thing that you're doing, your children, and being there for them, you know. And obviously, the mom is important to also be there. The children, ultimately, what they need is a secure home where they feel that they are loved, right? And you as a man, you need to also figure out if, you know, if anything else outside the home is important to you. Doing the podcast is amazing, and it helps you to connect with that other side, right? Because nurturing, loving, compassion, and all these beautiful things are more of a feminine trait. However, they're beautiful for men to embrace. It's amazing that you get to spend that time. And if that fulfills you, you know, like any woman, if that fulfills a woman, if working or being a CEO fulfills you and you're happy, then it's amazing. But it all goes back to how you feel. Is this fulfilling you? Is this making you happy? It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. You know, things are changing. We are more open to all the different things that are happening. However, we still have to really accept ourselves for what we want and the changes that we want to make. So as long as things are working for you and you feel fulfilled and happy, then that's all good. If not, then just make adjustments or figure out here and there, experiment with happiness and joy and see where you get it from.
Yeah, I just started watching this movie called A Million Miles Away. And it's about this, it's on Prime, I think. It's about this guy that decided he's a migrant worker and wants to become an astronaut. And but there's a scene in the movie which is jarring to me, because the wife, she wants to have her own restaurant, and they saved up all this money. She's about to just look at the restaurant, and he makes her mad. And so he has to get diapers. He comes back, but she has changed her mind at this point, and she goes, what does it take? What is the difference between, because he had at this point had been rejected 6 times. And she said, what does it take? What do you have? What do they have that you don't have? And so he starts telling her, he's like, well, she's like, go do those things. And he's like, but what about the restaurant? And she goes, is this the thing that you, he goes, I dream about this every single hour of every day. And she goes, well, then we're going to do everything we can to make that possible. And, It's jarring, because it's like, wow, that's a sacrificial way to look at things, to say, I'm going to sacrifice my thing so you could do it. But then there is that person that is led that way. Like if that's the only thing they want, they're going to be unhappy if they don't try. And so it's a cool thing. Anyways, I just, when you're talking about this, it's what it reminds me of is this idea of realizing that there's somebody else in the relationship, and you got to decide what is a thing you're going for. And for me, it's the same idea. I get to do music, get to do this podcast, get to do those things. And at the same time, I get to hang out with my kids, which is the coolest thing. That's I can't believe I get to do all that. So, but I'm not trying to be an astronaut. So,
but your heart is full and beautiful.
Yeah. But yeah. It is hard. And I think that's the interesting part, but I think, and it sounds like you, one of the things for me for relationship, I believe communication is 100% necessity. And if you're not willing to tell how you're feeling, and no matter if you're a guy or not, like it always drives me crazy, and guys like, we don't talk about our emotions. Well, if you don't talk about your emotions, then your significant other's never going to realize how to deal with you. And
closed mouths don't get fed.
Yeah. And also, you know, one thing about communication, which is one of the things that mainly things that I teach, is sometimes we men and women in general, people communicate in a way that is more of complaining and more of a victimhood and blaming and name calling and all these things, you know. So it's important to not just say what you're saying, but how you say it is the most important thing. Because I have clients who come to me and they're like, yeah, I've told him that. And I'm like, how have you told him that? Read me the messages. Send me the messages, you know. And then I see all of these messages that the communication is completely broken, and it creates more drama, more chaos, more breakups in the relationship, and it's difficult to resolve something like that. You know, it's okay to have conflicts in a relationship,
sure,
but you need to be able to repair, to turn to each other and really do the work that you both need to do to come back together in union.
What are some what's some advice that you give when it comes to communication to really help with that repair, with the thing? You know what I'm saying?
Well, it all depends. You know, I do work with the polarity energies, feminine, masculine. I do work with the law of attraction. And so basically, the first thing that I do is explain to my clients what masculine and feminine energies mean. And basically, that's the yin and yang. If you research the yin and yang, that you'll understand what it means. And it is 80% you're leading with one energy, 20% you're leading with the other one. However, it's not like you're always 80% in this energy, but there is a dance, especially in relationships. So sometimes you as a man, you need to talk, or sometimes she needs to talk, you know? So when we need to talk, usually we need to vent out our feelings. So if we're talking, it's good not to get any solutions from the other person. Giving solutions and telling people what to do, all of that is masculine. But also listening is masculine. So when we are talking and expressing ourselves in a way that we are sharing and opening up, that is more of a feminine approach. So when one is talking and sharing how they're feeling, the other one needs to listen without interrupting, without projecting, without anything. Just breathe in deeply and hold the fort with all of your masculine energy, whether you're man, woman, whatever you are. Just do it with your strong masculine energy. And then if you need to switch roles in that moment, you do. And you may do that every 5 minutes in one conversation. So that is the dance of the relationship. Sometimes she gets to be the, you know, the leader and make decisions and plan and all these things. Sometimes you get to do that, you know. So you decide how much you want to do this dance depending on how you both feel. So open communication.
That's awesome. Well, we're getting closer to the end here. We still have a few more minutes left of the interview, but I wanted to ask, is there anything that we haven't focused on or haven't asked about that you want to talk about? Yeah.
So much. Well, you can't ask me that question.
Yeah, it's fine. You have 5 minutes. You have 5 minutes.
Let me ask you instead.
Ooh,
what is the number one quality that you enjoy the most in your women?
That's tough.
When you are with her, what is that one thing that comes up that you feel like, yes, I'm with this woman and feels good? I feel good with her.
Like
I feel like a man.
Emotionally or...
Emotionally, whatever. Maybe when is that moment that you say, I feel like a man when I'm with her?
Yeah, mine's probably getting to lead when, in the long run, you know, she is the one that makes the most of the money, but she still lets me help make the decisions. And so that can be cool. And she's like, no, that's your job to figure out this stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. But I also want you to know that I understand that, you know, she'll say like, oh, I bought this thing, and I'm like, you make all the money, you buy whatever you want, like it's not an issue. But I always appreciate it. She's like, no, we need to do this, what's your thoughts? So I guess when the ball's thrown in my court when it comes to decisions, definitely makes me feel like a man, and I appreciate that.
That's amazing. I love that she trusts you.
Yeah
she trusts your leadership. That's beautiful.
I think for Aaron, she's not really picky when it comes to decision making, and she does want me to make most of the decisions, and that's okay. But she's more so less down for whatever. She's not very like abrasive or, oh no, let's not go do that, let's go do this. It's like, no, let's go do it, let's go right now. It's like, okay. And it's very I guess it's very easy to please her, like, and that's not a bad thing. That's a very good thing. Yeah, I feel like in our relationship, we've not really had a lot of, if any, fights. And if it's fights, it's a miscommunication. It's not nothing crazy. It's a small miscommunication. It's not a, oh man, we missed whatever, but we've not really had a lot of challenges in that area, and they might come, but for right now, it's God's blessed us with that. So that's where we're at.
Just remember that it's easy to please her. Never stop pleasing her.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good, because it's funny, because you'd be like, well, she's not going to get mad, so I don't have to do anything. No, you always have to still have to do stuff. Like,
never let go of that one. No. Never ever let go of that pleasing. We want that pleasing all of the time.
Yeah. Yeah, those things are funny, because it's, especially when you're married, like, you realize that it's, you know, for me, like, there's so many opportunities, and I'm trying to stay PG here, but there's so many opportunities where you can be selfish, and there in so many places in a marriage. And it's, but I've always felt like it's that opportunity to put the other person ahead of you. You're going to find things that are going to help you grow and come stronger. And again, this is not because I magically figured this out one day. It's definitely lots of trial and error and lots of selfishness in my end. But I think it's interesting the way that, at least for me, I'm definitely a kind of person that I want to sacrifice for others. And I appreciate when I see them grow, when I see things happening. So I think, especially in a marriage, it's definitely important to consider the other person's needs. But again, yeah. I do believe that you need to worry about yourself sometimes too. Like, you just, you know, but in general, I'm always the guy that stays, hey, I just want to make sure she's taken care of.
That's so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. And also, the last thing I will say that just came to mind is for the man to remember that we women will be your reflection. So if you find yourself saying, she's crazy, I don't understand her, well, she's your reflection. She's going to multiply whatever you give her.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm mean, just going to keep acting goofy then.
Yeah, that's the best move. Well, yeah, I said, I always laugh when somebody else, I'll be trying to help somebody else's marriage, and me and my wife would be sitting down with somebody, and they'll complain, all talk about all their fights, and I'm like, we don't do that. We are definitely conflict avoiders in general as people, but we, again, I've learned, as I said this before, I learned that if you communicate before you're angry, then you don't have to worry about, you're going to get angry sometimes, but if you're communicating all your stuff before it becomes a thing, then it's way easier to deal with the thing. Than, I mean, I always laugh. One of my favorite, when I know that I'm going to get angry, one of those ones is easy. It's the, hey, what do you want for dinner? And then they're like, I don't know. What do you want for dinner? And then it ends up doing that whole thing. And there's a thing I always say, I go, do you need me to make a decision at this point? And she'll be like, yes, please. And I'm like, cool, we're going to go get pizza. You know, but I'm just like, but I learned that, because it's like, you could sit there for hours going, what do you want? I don't want that. Oh, I don't want that. He's like, do I need to just do this right now?
You just make the decision, please.
Yeah. Cool. If that was what we needed to happen. And there'll be times where she'll do the same thing. She'll be like, oh, we need to do this, this, and this. And I'm like, is this a point where you want me to just decide something? And she's like, yes, please. And I'm like, okay, well, here's my decision. And she's like, that's a terrible, what? You told me to make a decision. I just did one.
I love it. That's a beautiful resolution attempt. Yeah.
Gabrielle, what do you feel like men miss? And I know we've talked about a lot, but we just before we move on, what do you feel like there's something that we don't normally think about when it comes to relationship, or just something we're missing?
You're missing curiosity. Yes, because as young boys, you know, you're told not to cry, not to feel your emotions. So when you get to adulthood, you tell us the same. But for us women, we don't get to compartmentalize, because our brains are wired differently. So we feel and think at the same time. That's why a man making decisions feels good to us, because otherwise I'll be like this or that one. I don't know which one. And then I'm pulling all of these clothes out of my closet because this one doesn't feel right, but yesterday felt right. You know, it's like all of this decision making is difficult for us women, because logically we want this, but we didn't feel this. And so we'll pull into different directions. So you miss curiosity. Ask more questions without telling us what to do. We don't need to be fixed. We know how to fix our problems. We do. So we need you to just be curious and ask us questions that is going to lead us out of our feelings, like, what do you think about this one? Or how do you feel about that one? How do you feel about this? So if you can ask more like, how do you feel? Then maybe she can connect to her feelings and be able to describe that for you so you can understand where she's coming from.
That's really good advice.
Yeah. Or, and also to add on to that, Jaime actually helped me out quite a bit with conflict resolution because he was telling me about rather than blaming or pointing fingers or saying you made me feel, say it as a third person, more like what you said or you know, you said this that made me feel, instead of you made me feel. Or on the other side, I'm hearing you saying this. Is that what you mean? Or it sounds to me like you're saying, as in a blanket statement, like if we talked about one subject, we, you know, cliff noted it. This is what I'm hearing. Is that true?
Yes, that is true. And I will say it works more for men than for women. For women, we have to be more, I feel X, Y, and Z when you do X, Y, and Z. So now I feel this when you do this. So being and doing, you know, and then what do you think we can do? So find a solution together to solve whatever it is that she's going through.
Awesome.
That's amazing. And I wish we could talk more, but we should probably go and move to the next thing. I have a really silly quick question. And you can generalize it, of course, but you do also do dating profile reviews. What's one of the craziest things you ever saw on there that you're just like, why? Why would you even say that out loud?
I don't know if I can keep that PG.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That sounds like you generalize it.
I can tell the thing that I see the most, because I deal a lot with profiles that women write to attract men, right? Masculine men. So one of the things that I find women is listing things. I do this. I like this. I go here. Instead of listing, tell a story of something that she loves doing. What do you love doing? For example, I love going to the beach, or I love going on a hike. What is it about the hike that you love? And write it with your senses, you know? So I will say that's the first thing men don't really need to read. Because it's more like a masculine, repelling reading. Sure. Is boring.
Yeah, you're definitely right. I was thinking about it as you said it. I was like, definitely if I saw like a PowerPoint or point system points, you know, just a dot, I'd be like, this is not a resume. Do you like going to eat pizza? Yes. Cool. Let's go do that.
However, you guys, man, when you guys go on a date, and I tested this many, many times, you do give out your resume.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All the time.
Yeah. Full send. But we're not printing out the paper and handing it to you as we go. We'll just tell you how awesome we are. And that's true.
So I mean, that we can accept you and we can see if you bring what you bring to the table. Yes. I explain that to women. So I ask women to give guys at least 3 tries, 3 dates, and see how it goes.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. Honestly. Yeah. Aaron and I had, it was 3 dates before I asked her to be my girlfriend. So,
well, that was quick, but good. But I say like 3 dates before you say no altogether. Women on the first day are saying no because he didn't stop talking. Yeah, because he was giving you the rest of it.
She didn't say no to me.
Good. Yeah. And you're still together. I love it.
My wife always says that she didn't like me at all when she didn't like me when we first met. And so she was like, but it was because we were like, I had a girlfriend at the time and all this stuff. But in general, it's like, yeah, it makes sense. Cause I've definitely grown up a lot since then. And so it's interesting to see that, but it took her to change her mind before I was cool. So
but anyway, it doesn't matter when you start the relationship. Some relationships start, you know, later on, they get married, they get divorced. Some relationships start on the first day. It doesn't really matter. What matters is that you are confident and you grow up, you have good communication skills. You know, if you don't have those, then you have to learn them.
Yep. That makes sense. Well, I think it's that time, Trey.
What time is that?
It's rap time.
Okay. Let's get it.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to make up a song about everything we talked about. But also, Gabriella, is there anything else that you'd like me to use in the song? Or you'd like me to just make up a whole song about something totally different? Up to you. And yeah, so there's your question. Is there some words you want me to add or a story you want me to add? Or you want me to just do a song about something totally different? What was it that you would like, Gabriella?
Do what you have in mind about this
conversation. Yes. Yeah, gladly. Is there any words you'd like me to add into the song?
Embodiment. Give me random
embodiment. You got it.
Embodiment. Yeah.
All right. And if anybody's in the comments, I think the guys took a nap at this point. But if you're in the comments, please put a word, one word only per comment, so Trey can pop it up on the screen and I can try to add it into the song. And there you go. Trey, you ready to roll?
I am. Embodiment, love, emotions, masculine, nice. Feminine.
There he goes.
Phenomenal. So before we start, Miss Gabriella Chang, do you have a stage name, a nickname that someone called you back in the day, or would you like us to just use your name?
You can use China. That's Chinese. China for, in Spanish, is China. But that's how they used to call me because I'm a little Chinese.
Perfect. China.
China.
Awesome. All right. Without further ado, let's get it.
Yo, 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 it's DJ Sound Effects, China, and Scout the Psalmist on the mic. Let's get it.
Okay. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. I guess we didn't make Trey as much blush as I thought we would, but that's okay, only if I can't run this time, and I'm looking like this is all good. Yeah, we had a quiz and I lost very badly, looking for the things, and I know that it's sad me. I was supposed to make Trey laugh, and I didn't, only if I knew that I run like spitting. Hey, and Gabriella's just chilling there, about to sell her house so she can go on a tour and learn all these things about these people. She's running on the lighttime weevil, but now I got an island, and I'm cut in, only if I look like something, but now I'm strutting. And Trey, I don't even remember. And if I couldn't break back, then I surrender. I used to be that dude, only if I couldn't be. Now we talk about relationships, not about just me, about everyone. When we gotta break it, son, you realize that you have to have that conversation. Yes, yes, we talk about love. It's a manifestation of who you are, where you go, with the emotional, simple let go. Oh no, like it's all the same. Sometimes I get it when I run my brain and I maintain, think about it every single day. If the femininity, reminimini, I can think about it now with the masculinity. Even now, I break down, sit right now, looking for the question and I turn it right down. Oh no, we know so many times we try to break and fight a girl other's eyes. Like we can't make it down and we get it. Did you understand what I'm doing? We can't spit it. Oh no, now you got an embodiment of everything that makes it one with the sun. I don't trip if they get me through. Now sometimes we can wait for those relationships, dude, or we can try to give them some points. Like this is together, if I can rip it and joint, and I don't understand, just tell them the story. B, I knew that I'm looking because I'm waiting back and crazy. So many times I still don't know why we gotta be in this relationship. I know sometimes I wanna cry, but I never see the emotions, and I gotta make up my eye. Now I'm thinking about, now I got this one time with the mask. I never do what they're doing in this attraction. And they say that the emotions are better when you are messing up and you try and give it in. But now we can't always get angry, bro. Sometimes they can tell what we're feeling, no. And I know that I'll never break it down time. Sometimes I just try to find my rhymes only if I can't stay through. Sometimes we try to wait for we do. And I appreciate when my wife lets me make a decision if I can never really scream. And I go, no, oh no. What am I saying? I feel like sometimes we solo play them, but I don't even get it all right. But I never go, I don't know what else to say. Oh no. But I rap down, flip it. Only if I can't run back and then I spin it. Yes, I'm the best in the world. This is what I be. And they're like, nah, dude, you're never getting a girlfriend, G. Like Trey, who finally is, has a chick. I don't even know what I'm doing. I never feel on it. And maybe one day he'll have a wife like me and be married for many years with kids. Yes, siree. But I don't think Gabriella's going on to it, bro. She's going to meet all these people and like, whoa, whoa. And learn about the dances that we be. Not dirty, but now you think about the sacred ones, G, that you do by yourself if you never going down. Now you got to skip because the question you're feeling now. Sorry, Trey, I finally got up on my groove. Now I got to stop. That's the song, my dude. At least this wasn't as bad as Friday where the guys just kept on making you beatbox.
Oh my gosh, funny. That was crazy.
It was like really
that was entertaining, Miss Gabriella.
That was awesome. I loved it.
Awesome. I was like, I don't have any funny. Like the problem is like you don't want to be too funny with that situation because it's a nice topic, right? So like you don't want to be too hysterical with it, but it's funny how it works.
I know. But I'm glad you have fun with it.
That's cool. Well, thank you so much for being here. We had a fun conversation. It was sorry again for having all the technical difficulties we had, but I appreciate your patience and that you didn't just hang up on us. We appreciate that. What's up, Trey?
No, it's time that she gets to tell everybody where we can find you, all your social medias, whatever you want to tell them, whatever you got coming up, if you got any projects that are on the rise. But I'm going to give you, I guess, most of the screen to tell all of our viewers where they can find you. And I'm trying to get the thing off here. Boom. All right. And you get your time to shine right now.
Thank you, everyone, for watching. If you are a woman, you can download my free activation meditation at lovegoddessactivation.com to activate your love life. And if you are a man and you want to really understand women and have an amazing woman by your side, then reach out to me at hello@gabriellachang.com.
Nice.
Perfect. Awesome.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy that I was here today, and this was fun and different. I loved it.
I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. I'm glad we weren't too cringy.
No, it was awesome.
Yeah,
thank
so
you
fun.
For having me.
Of course.
Well, make sure everybody, if you're listening to the show or watching it, like and subscribe. Make sure you press the like button on Facebook, on Twitch, on YouTube, wherever you're seeing us. Subscribe to us. We have the shows come up on all the different places of podcast here in the next few days. So please check them out there. If you have any questions, you can always go check out our website, flowsforyou.com. I forgot I even had this, Trey. You probably saw it earlier when you were trying to get your stuff together.
The links?
Yeah, I forgot I even made these. Right here, bam. flowsforyou.com. And then you can go over to flowsforyou on YouTube or flow to you on Facebook, as you already probably watching us now. So there you go. Nice job, Trey. And that's all that stuff. What am I forgetting, Trey?
Our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you go to nomadweb.design if you're looking for a great website. And they took care of ours. They'll take care of yours. That's really all. That's all our sponsors. So, make sure if you like the graphics, you can always go to Boss Visual Media, I think what it is, or just send me a message and I'll send you his links. Thank you again for Larico hooking us up with that stuff. And
El Rico.
I don't know why I said Larico. I'm sorry. I messed up.
We love to have you guys on the show. It's a variety show. We get to basically talk about whatever we want. And if you guys have a topic you want to talk about or an occupation that you really enjoy, please hit us up on all the social medias that Jason just said. You can also find me at Trey Stonebrenner on Facebook, or you can find Jason on Facebook as well as Jason Riley or Scout Duh. Hit us up and we would love to schedule in on our shows. We are here on Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube on Mondays at 5 p.m. CST, 6 p.m. EST. I hope I said that right. Yes. But we'd love to have you guys on.
Yep. And we'll do a special episode every once in a while if you're really needed to be on the show. But those cost money. I'm just playing. I wish. I would never charge anybody to hang out with us. Unless they wanted us to do birthday parties. Then we'll charge them. Somebody said something, Trey. Was there anything good?
I hope so. I don't know. He said, I got hired to Digital Dreams.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome news, bud. That's awesome.
I don't know what that is, but congratulations.
It's the video game company that actually does Mutant League Football, and he does the podcast officially. But now, does that mean you have to stop doing the podcast? And anyways,
That was his goal anyway.
Yeah. So awesome. All right,
we should probably move on, Jason.
Yep. Now it's time for our close, Gabriella, which I'm looking forward to the most. You get to be Trey's therapist. You get to make up facts about his life and ask him questions about helping with his emotions. Do any puns and jams, Trey? You got it.
We'll find something.
All right.
I don't know how serious I want to go with this, but
do whatever you want.
Let's see.
So you can make it up or you can be real. It's whatever.
Tell me, how was your childhood?
Well, do I go serious or do I make something?
I don't know.
Jason?
Go for it. She's trying to help. So I think go serious.
No, yeah. My childhood was interesting. I mean, the folks were around. I was an only child for a while until my sister came through 4 years later. I basically was born in Oklahoma, and then I moved to Kentucky. And then I moved back to Oklahoma and back to Kentucky in the same year. So I have four sisters, and I'm the only boy.
And how do you have any relationships as a young man?
Many, actually, it was more like younger when people like still talked about cooties, but those aren't relationships.
That's when you had girlfriends when you were like two, when you were five?
No, I really only had one technical girlfriend, and that was actually fairly recently. Aaron is my second in all of creation. So I actually had to, I waited because I saw the drama in elementary school, middle school, high school, and I was like, I want to live as an adult and not have all that teenage angst and drama.
So how was your life when your first sister came at 4 years old? How did that change? How did that traumatize you?
Traumatize? Oh my gosh. Well, let me tell you. The only woman inside the house, other than my mother, was my mother. So there was no one else. It was just me, dad, and my mom. And so it was very interesting when she came through, because there was times where I was like, I always wanted the sister. And then there was some times where I was saying, why couldn't she have been my brother? What is going on? I wanted a brother. But obviously, we're very close now. But back then, I mean, it was definitely interesting because when she was born, I put all my dinosaurs up around her crib to protect her, and all all my animals and stuff. Traumatizing, man. We got on each other's nerves so much. I mean, sibling rivalry left and right.
Always feel like you wanted to protect her?
Yes. Ooh. Yeah, for sure. I didn't really get a lot of opportunities, which is probably a good thing that she wasn't like attacked or something. She was very well protected because my dad, by himself, he is 6'6". He was 400 pounds at one point when he was a football player, but he has actually lost quite a bit of weight. But he's a big guy, and I am also 6'2" and 300 pounds. So I would love for somebody to, and she's also married. So, which with a guy that is about the same height as me and the same weight. So I would love for someone to try her.
That's funny. Do you have a closing question, Gabrielle, or do you feel good about everything you just asked?
I feel good about it. He seems awesome. Pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. He's pretty awesome. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to the show. Thank you for spending a whole hour with us. We appreciate it. Thank you, Gabriella, for being on the show. I hope you had fun. And stay on the line for a second as we end the show. We want to make sure we say bye to you offline. So stay there for a second. Everybody else, thank you so much for being here. We'll see you next week on Monday in just a few weeks till me and Trey get to see each other in person. So
peace. Gabriella, you've been amazing. Thank you so much. I had an amazing time.
Thank you for sharing.
Of course. Of course. Flows for you. Flows for you.
This is what we do now. This is what we do.
Love you guys. Take care.
Peace.
Are you looking for a different kind of podcast? How about informative and clean? It will make you laugh. Scout and Trey, yeah, that's what we do. We got a little funny thing, keeping it true. Hey, we take your topics and all your ideas and bring in a guest and we answer them there. Then we make a freestyle rap and do it for you. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. Yep, flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows.